WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It's being investigated as a hate crime. CBS's Christian Benavides has the story.
A heartbroken community left reeling after officials say a gunman opened fire inside a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida, killing three people before taking his own life. All three of the victims were black. Police say the suspect was motivated by hate when he walked into the store Saturday afternoon wearing a mask and tactical vest.
Authorities say the white gunman who killed himself left behind writings with racist ideology. Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal agents have joined in the investigation. A helicopter crash in Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
The crash happened during military exercises in northern Australia. The U.S. military says there were 23 Marines on an Osprey helicopter flying in support of what's called an Exercise Predators Run. It involved the militaries of the U.S., Australia, Indonesia, and others. Just last month, four Australian soldiers were killed during exercises when their helicopter crashed into the ocean off Queensland.
Russian officials say DNA testing confirms mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was among the 10 people who died last week in a plane crash. Russia expert Stephen Fish says that's almost beside the point.
He really showed Putin to be very vulnerable, and that legacy remains. That's not going to die with Prigozhin.
Does the pilot of your plane have a major physical or mental health issue that might ground them? One report says it's quite possible.
Federal aviation security officials have been looking into the medical records of those pilots. They suspect some of them are doctoring their medical records to hide that they're being treated for mental health disorders and other serious conditions that could keep them out of the cockpit. The Washington Post reports the pilots are military veterans who certified to the FAA that they're okay to fly, but didn't tell the agency that they're collecting benefits from the VA for disabilities that could keep them from flying. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Hurricane Franklin appears to be careening toward Bermuda. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think it could become a Category 4 hurricane by late Monday, and interest in Bermuda should be paying close attention.
Extreme heat is baking America's south and southwest. Texas's electric grid operator is urging customers to decrease their demand for energy today, saying operating reserves are low. COVID cases are picking up across the country. Dr. Dean Blumberg is a pediatric infectious disease expert at UC Davis.
Over the past several weeks, the number of cases of COVID appear to have been increasing about 10 to 12%.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 75 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 52. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. Upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl looked like he got a smile on his face today. What's up, Earl?
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, I got a smile on my face for a couple reasons, man. I watched the Packers again on the game on Saturday, and it's a week closer to the real deal, man. So, I'm smiling because it's almost here. But before we get into all of those things, I want to welcome a good friend, Mr. Jorge Reyna. He is Civic Media's VP of Marketing, and he wanted to talk about, you know, the fact that he's been moving around the state to different fairs, and he was in Brown County this past week at a fair, and he's got some great news that he wants to share with you, Gilbert, and the listening audience. Hey, good morning to you, Jorge. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. It's great to talk to you. Good morning, Gilbert. Good to talk to you as well. Yeah, so, we have been immersed in Green Bay this past week, absorbing the culture, and there's definitely, I feel, the Green Bay Packers excitement. we've been setting up what we call the Truth Booth in, all of these county fairs. We started in Wausau at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and then we were in Brown County just promoting the local stations and promoting Civic Media. So the whole point of the booth is that we have a microphone set up, and we invite people to sit down and tell us a story. And, it could be from any people from all walks of life are sitting down and just kind of sharing their experience living in their towns and their kind of visions for the future, all of those things. And we sat down with a woman who is like a lifetime season ticket holder. And she told us a story about how her family has had tickets for the Green Bay Packers like since the 50s. And her mother, it's I think her name is Bay Froelich. She's a pretty well-known fan in the Packers community. And so I have some of the audio that we recorded to play for you. So, Calvin, if you can fire that up.
So you're a Packers fan, I take it, from your...
Season ticket holder.
Yeah. I heard it's like the fans own the franchise.
Yeah.
How does that work?
You could, at different times, purchase stock. You know, the first stock, I believe, was in the late 20s. Since I, purchased some, it was after the Super Bowl, the 31 Super Bowl in 97.
You know Gilbert Brown?
Yep.
Yeah, if you tune in Monday mornings from like 8 to 9.
Okay.
He does a show with one of our other hosts, Earl Ingram.
The
Gravedigger, yes, exactly.
See?
You'll be happy that you know that.
Yep. Number 93.
So now that we know that you know him, is there anything you want to tell him?
You were a very fun, fast player to watch, and I saw every game that you played here at Lambeau.
That's amazing. Yes, thank you.
There you have it. That was her name's Barb Bleckler, and she said she watched you and she enjoyed you every single game. So I wanted to pass along those news.
Well, big shout out to Barb. It's good to have one fan. That's good. That's good. That's awesome. Yeah,
that's the only person who remembered you. I'm sorry. No, I'm
kidding. Hey Jorge. Did she mention me?
No, sorry. Oh, girl. Okay. You're not quite that famous.
Lord Jesus.
I think you might be listening on to the podcast because she has to work. Otherwise, she was going to call.
Well, man, that's great, man. You know, the fact that that civic media is moving around the state and going to these state fairs and able to connect with people who clearly have an interest in what it is we are doing at civic media, and especially in this instance, and interest in Green Bay and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Yeah, no, it's there's definitely a lot of Green Bay Packers fans tuning in, so it was great to finally be able to kind of connect with people in person, you know, and also give them a little something back by recording the story, and we are documenting it and putting it on the website as well. So we'll be sending out that URL once all of the stories have been kind of edited a little bit for people to listen to what they said to us. So
it's all right, so where would they go, Jorge, to hear the story?
They would go to civicmedia.us/truth-booth. You know, that would be the URL. There's already some up from the fair in Wausau last week. And it's been, the response has been crazy. I mean, we got about 60 recordings in Green Bay in the last 5 days, just people coming in throughout the day. So it's been really fun.
All right, my friend, we want to thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the time. And yeah. It was great finally chatting with you on the air.
All right, man. Good to hear from you. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. So Gilbert, is that humbling, man?
Very, very humbling.
She said you were quick, man. What was she watching?
Oh, she know like I'm quick to slap a dude in a minute. How about that? Hey, man. I'm just saying, brother.
Hey, man. Anyway, man, let's have at it, man. You know, I was asking you, man, about what it feels like to come through the tunnel opening day. I had an opportunity to come through that tunnel.
It ain't the same, Earl.
What?
It ain't the same.
You mean when I came through the tunnel?
When you come through the tunnel, it ain't the same as when we come through the tunnel. Okay. Ain't the same, Earl. I ain't going to listen to you tell your story. It ain't the same. So, let me set it for you before you get off running off at the mouth. Now, the old tunnel and the new tunnel, I'll have the opportunity to walk through both of them, okay? The old tunnel is not, it has the nostalgic feel of it. The new tunnel is like the nostalgic feel of the old tunnel times 20. You feel what I'm saying? Because the old tunnel, when you're walking down, it was narrow. So let's say if I'm walking out and I can see Reggie White probably 10 feet in front of me, and he's walking down the old tunnel, you can see the light coming off right. of him. It's like a movie screen. It's like a TV screen. Big dog walking out. As soon as you get through that tunnel, it opens up. Okay. The new tunnel, it's like an 86-inch TV screen, because way back, you can still see the people.
Right.
And you can hear it, and it's an echo. But when you come down and they introducing the defense, and they say your name, Gilbert Brown from the University of Kansas. Oh my God! If you was dead, you just woke up. You hear me?
Yeah.
If you was dead, you just woke up. Ain't no feeling like that, man.
You know, you know, having, again, been in Lambeau and just hear the deafening roar. And opening day, it's bigger than, I mean, it's unmatched,
it
right?
Ain't just, yeah, it ain't just opening day. It's every time you come up there, Earl. It's this, it gets better every time. It's just not because it's opening day. Every time you come through that tunnel, you get electrified. They got a piece, a brick line, I don't know how you call it, that you cross over.
Right.
That was from the old side and all the tradition. It's like as soon as you step across those bricks that's on the floor, tradition hits you, brother. You can't get that in Chicago.
Well, you know, as I was watching over 100 players come out of that tunnel this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Each one of those 100 players were experiencing what you said.
Greatness.
I mean, just coming through that tunnel, you just saw.
You're experiencing greatness, Earl. That's what the G is for on the side of the helmet. Period.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's something you can't comprehend because you old.
Hey, man, I can comprehend it because you can't witness a lot of it.
The G is not for Green Bay. It's for greatness.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you this.
Just like Dallas got that one-star rating on the side of their helmet. One-star rating.
So that energy that you feel at Lambeau Field, when you go on the road and the other team, they got the same thing, man.
Right.
I mean, how do you – so when you hear that, you know, you got a story, man, you want to tell.
They call that momentum. They got the momentum coming out of the gate. I can remember one time, we down in Oakland.
Okay, so hold that thought, man, because we got to go to a break, and I want to catch every second of this, man, because this is pretty good. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. It's just about time to rumble!
Michael Buffer gonna get you.
We'll be right back.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Today forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. Wednesday and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. High of 81 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast.
waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no
home.
I got my grub on, but didn't dig out.
Got
a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up,
for later.
Who is that? Who is that, Gilbert?
That's Ice Cube, man.
Oh, okay.
I gotta go because I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the
sampling from the Isley Brothers. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. So, Gilbert, before we went to break, we were talking about the energy that one feels when they come through that tunnel. And like I told you, man, I saw over 100 players with all that Green Bay stuff on coming through the tunnel this past Saturday, man. And they were, I mean, every one of them, knowing that this may be their last opportunity. But, man, you know, maybe they can tell their grandchildren that they ran through that tunnel. Whether they make the team or not, but they had that opportunity. They'll remember that for their lifetime.
Absolutely. I mean, just being able to put on that helmet and being able to go through that tunnel and go through the different things that you are to let you know you are a Green Bay Packer.
So it's
totally different.
So let me ask you, these cats all played – were stars on the college level. There's nobody that was on that field that wasn't a star at the college level. So
they
on the college level, they were stars and they got to have that energy and excitement playing on the college level. But that can never give you what the pro level offers, can it?
No, everything's different. Everything's different from start up to finish. Everything, like they say, when you go from high school to college to pro, it becomes faster, faster, and faster. So everything's different. The intensity level goes up. Even if you at Michigan,
right,
where there's 109,000 people, it's different when you coming through Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the story, man. You, because I asked you as well, if you're that jacked and excited on when you're playing home, man, when you go on the road, there's some other folk, you know.
Yeah, it's some ups and downs, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at home, you're comfortable.
Right.
You know, you got your fans on your side. When you're away, it's totally different.
So,
you know,
so somebody calling you a bum, man, that, you know.
It gets to you. It gets to you. Like I said, I was coming through the tunnel, man. I'm the big bad grave digger. I'm snorting out smoke out my nose. I'm looking like a bull just ready to attack. And I happened to turn right, and in the stands is this lady. We was just talking about Barb, but this lady was older. She had to be 90. And she had the grave digger on the noose. And she's screaming, "We coming after you today, Brown. We're going to take you out." And I turned and I looked at the guy and I said, "Man, this old lady just took me out my whole thing, man. I'm like, wait a minute, whose grandma is this over here? Control your grandma."
Hey, man, so how would you even notice, because they got 80,000 fans too.
Oh, man.
What was it about noticing her?
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you're in that tunnel vision, man. You see things differently.
Right.
And I happened to, it was like a Xerox or something camera.
Xerox.
Well, I'm scoping around, and then all of a sudden something catch my eyes and I zoom in on it. And I could hear every word that was coming out of her mouth over all them people yelling, "We're coming after you today, Brown. We're gonna take you out." I can't believe this grandma whooped my tail before I got on the field.
You know, oh my God. You know, man, it's those of us who, you know, who admire you players and know that, you know, you guys were one of a handful of people who play that game, who were able to rise to the highest level. But to hear the fact that you guys, a little thing like that, because you're taught to ignore all that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it, Earl. I mean, you know, you're taught to stay focused on the task. That's right. What you're taught to do. But there's a lot of distractions.
I'm sure when you go into you know, and as they stated, the Raiders, that was one of the most in Philadelphia. Those were two of the spots with the craziest fans, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, you got crazy fans all over the place, man. And I always tell everybody when we was playing the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, and we went up into Kansas City. That was the loudest outdoor stadium I ever been in my life. And then when you look up in the stands, it's intimidating because all you see is a sea of red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, what have we walked into?
Really, man? Really, really?
Yeah. So
when they talk about mental toughness.
Yes. You got to have it, Earl. But mental toughness is when you out there at Lambeau Field, it's
from the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Brand new look, same great radio. Locally grown radio, WFHR, and Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI are getting a makeover, and you're invited to check it out. Not only are WFHR.com and WiskCountry.com getting a refresh, we have new logos for each station. Look for them online and on social media, and keep on listening. We've got swag giveaways and the Name the Wisk Country Chicken Contest coming soon. Join us as we celebrate WFHR and WIRI, more local than ever.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example.